You need it, but then.
We need a good hot bath, too. We had to wash our hair off, because we had long hair. But anyway, I know this old Bloxham, the reason I remembered him so much was because he had big, he was such a kid. And I had him on one of the ones taking him to the bay. And he put his foot down on my foot. He didn't hurt it, but he put it down. And I couldn't get him to pick it up. I couldn't get my foot out. And I worried with him, and I popped him in, and I scolded him, and I fussed and beat him. And he almost smiled at me, because he put that foot there, he looked, he faked his head back and forth.
Well, I read the paper the other day from one of these racetracks that horses have mental languages. Tell you what they want,
well,
how they feel about you, and I believe it.
He had fun doing that until Daddy came out and said, pick that foot up.
Oh,
we had fun.
You haven't yet said what the Knoxville horse was called, a stallion.
Was there a polite term?
And, that was used mainly amongst,
Oh, no. There was
Were people, shy about how to talk about male animals?
Yes, they were. They wouldn't have done that until up in the 30s. Up in the 30s and so forth. But,
What would a male bovine be called? Cow,
Oh, they call them bulls.
Okay, that's one
thing. They call them bulls.
Would they have done that in public very often?
They would if they were talking about them. But you see, that side of raising animals and all is usually kept away from the younger generation. And you were nearly grown before you found out about all those intricacies.
Right.
And we had no... they didn't try to breed animals. We did have this one colt because we were so fond of this one mare, and she was so sweet and gentle. So he had her breed. It was a fine colt, and we just enjoyed it a lot. But the others were all workhorses.
Well, speaking of horses and buggies and things like that. If you had two horses in front of a wagon, what would you call the piece between them that comes out?
The tongue.
Okay. And what would you call the piece at the front of the tongue that both horses are attached to?
Crossbar.
Was it crossbar? No, it was a... I used to be able to harness the single horses to the buggies when I wanted to ride a horse. I'd take one out of saddle a horse and ride it. Well, I could do that. But Lord have mercy, that's been a long time ago.
All right, well, if you were harnessing a single horse to a buggy, what would be the two things that you'd back the horse in between?
Shafts.
Yeah. And,
What's a whiffle tree? There was a whiffle tree there, and there was a... You've seen that. I hadn't done that in years and years.
Well, what are some of the parts that you remember of a wagon like that?
I don't know that I ever thought about remembering them. There was a...
Tailgate,
and there was the... we always had the... Daddy always had a back to his driver's seat. So they wouldn't just be... some people just had this board across that seat across there. He always would have a back so it could come. Or here, anywhere else
that
was driving. And then
I've
just forgotten all those things.
What would you put the wheel on to?
The axle.
Okay. And what would you call the metal part of the outside of the rim? I mean, the wheel, the metal part of the outside of the wheel.
Maybe the rim of the wheel.
The rim.
The spokes.
Well, the spokes come out from... All right. What did the spokes come out from?